FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
What about naked skiing?
What about it?
Well, I was thinking earlier this week about how it will introduce excitement to the sport. Because I'm not specifically thinking of slalom, because that's quite exciting as it is. You know the cross-country skiing?
Yeah.
Where it takes ages.
Yeah.
And they're just doing that.
But it's
for ages,
very cold.
Just walking. Huh?
It's very
that's
cold.
That's what I'm talking about. They're excited. They fall over, pneumonia kicks in, Ben.
No, no, but there'll be nothing to see.
Huh?
There'll be nothing to see.
Oh, there'll be plenty to see, man.
No, because it'll be really cold.
What do you mean?
Well, it'll just be like...
I'm not talking about so you can see the...
Oh.
I'm just saying naked skiing.
Oh.
Make it more of a spectator sport.
So you don't want to see the Red of the Eagle.
Have you ever disagreed with a calculator?
Yes.
I did that this week. I did some stuff and went, well, that must be wrong.
But
why
then
would
you
I disagree with
it? You forgot about BODMAS, Mav.
What?
BODMAS.
What?
BODMAS.
What?
BODMAS.
Still.
Do you remember that thing in maths you would talk where it's brackets first, then...
What are you doing?
BODMAS.
I feel like I'm meeting a beautiful mind.
With division, and then you do...
Salford's version, obviously.
Multiplication,
because a beautiful
then addition,
mind.
Then subtraction. BODMAS. That's what it's called.
Why do you do that?
Because that's how you... If you have a long, complicated sum...
Yeah.
That's the order that you take each sum at.
So brackets...
BODMAS. Division.
Where's the O?
Wait, no, it's BD.
That's not BODMAS, then, is it? It's BMS. What is after that? BD...
Multiplication.
That's an M.
Addition.
Yeah.
Subtraction.
So the mass is fine. I mean, at best it's a Mars, to be fair. A Mars.
BMAS.
Does Mars. Right. Starting to find out what's off and I'm really shared it, but hang on. Lost it there. I lost it at some point there, Ben. Did you notice?
I thought it was a very accurate impression.
Thanks, mate. Right. Find out what's on offer in the Shindig Prize Gallery today. In one, a Lionel Blair hairbrush. In two, a luxury picnic hamper. In three, a family of rats. In four, ill-conceived notions. In five, tennis lessons with Sue Barker. In six, an unexpected pregnancy. In seven, a travel iron. A bully's special prize, knives, knives, lots of shiny knives. Yay! That's where you can win and more on today's Shindig Breakfast Show.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
Hello? It's not even that big a flat. See ya. I'll never give you the code. Never. Never. Computer, initialize self-destruction sequence.
Yes, master. Ship will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Well, drama. Well, that he's got drama written all over it.
What is going on in CSI Shindig, Ben? What have you managed to pull apart so far?
I think there's a guy called Noah in a spaceship with a load of...
Noah? Why do you think his name's Noah?
Because it's an ark.
Okay.
But a space ark.
Space ark. Okay, I like it. Yeah, yeah.
And he's in space. Yeah. And he's being played by someone who sounds a bit Jarder and a bit Middlesbrough, a bit Yorkshire. It's a bit weird. Yeah. And he...
Self-destruction sequence. It was a weird accent.
Yeah, it was like Ed Miliband, but Jarder. So basically, there's a fight ensued.
What's the code?
A load of animals have died. They've been shot. Apart from a cow, crucially enough, I reckon.
Well, it's interesting you pick up on that, Ben, for this week's episode. That is very interesting.
So what do you think?
You know
this
why,
code?
Marv? That's interesting. I can read you like a book.
What do you think this code's about?
What code?
Well, he said, he's, you know, I'm not going to give you the code.
Oh, that code?
Yeah.
I thought it was a code regarding Noah's Ark.
Right.
I think the writers of CSI Shindig have got a bit carried away.
Okay. I like to think of it as a lost in 12 episodes.
Okay. I thought we were doing 50.
Ah, 50? Did I say 50 once?
50, yeah.
Oh, good grief. Anyway, let's find out, Ben, what happens in CSI Shindig, episode 5.
Stretching out.
Wow, got a cliffhanger. It's almost as if the writers didn't quite have enough time to think about it this week. Angry barbers.
What about them?
I had an incident with one this week.
I didn't.
As you can tell, I've had my hair cut.
Oh, you've kind of
look at this.
Oh.
Right? No, yeah, the haircut's fine. I'm not sure about that. But when just before he cut my hair, yeah. I was going to say served me, but I don't want to say that. Just before he cut my hair, he had a little altercation with the previous customer. And I thought, I'm not sure I want to have my hair cut by an angry barber. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's concerning, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was finished off the guy's hair, and he was like, had it all shaved all the way around the head, except for right at the top of the head. And he was like about two
trendy
long.
Trendy, that.
Two. Yeah. And he kind of cut it at the back, and he showed the guy, showed him around the mirror. You know the mirror trick?
Yeah, where you don't actually care what it looks like at the back.
Apparently, Ben, some people do.
No, they don't.
So he showed around the back, and he put the mirror down, and the customer said, sorry, can I just see the back again? Instant awkwardness, mm-hmm. Right? Barber doesn't show him, picks up the mirror, gives it to him.
How does that work?
So the customer's holding this mirror now behind his own head and still looking at the big mirror in front, trying to angle his head to go, is that... Yeah, actually, if you could just take it up a little bit further, that's kind of not quite as high as I'd like it.
What's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
Barber takes away the mirror, puts it down, cuts it up, spends 30 seconds doing it, Ben. Mirror back. How's that? Yeah, that's much better. Thank you very much. He's taking the cape off him, Ben. Taking it all off. Just before he does, the guy says, actually, also, can you shave me? I was like, oh. Did he throw that in just to be difficult right at the end? It's a power play, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. Did he shave him?
He did shave him, Ben. And then he cut my hair with an angry face. I tried making conversation to lighten up. How's your day been? Great.
What's that on till?
No, I didn't do that. At one point... he said something about it's being really cold outside. And I said, it's early in the week before it got ridiculous. And I said, yeah, but I think it's getting better. And he went, it's not. I was just outside. And I thought to myself, I was just outside because I walked to your shop.
But in fact, everyone has just been outside at some point today.
Not everyone, Ben. There are some people that can't get outside.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Pun house. Pun house. Pun house. Yeah. Last week we were looking for you to get in touch with your bands and diseases. Now, we've had so many entries this week that we've had to discount some and be very strict over what are not diseases. So things that I've not included from our list, for example, even though they're very good, but still not applicable. Dire Straits. Strains is not a disease. Weezer. Big Bum, which I like because that was a play on last week's Big Fun. But, you know, Soft Cellulite. Not a disease. Poxy Music and Johnny Rash couldn't allow it. And my favourite one out of this list, the Two Door Enema Club. Right.
Let's okay.
Have your list.
Na-na-na-na.
The Flea Fighters. Cronin Keaton. Cystitis Sledge. Interpolio.
Good.
Diarrhea. Pink Eye Floyd.
Hang on. Slow down. These are too good. Carry on.
Pink Eye Floyd. Albino Green.
I'll be no green.
Simon and Garfunkel nail infection.
Oh, good.
David IBSX. The Bensfold 5. Baby bird flu. Ocean cholera scene. Tinnitus strider. Melanoma del Rey. Kidney stone roses.
Yeah.
Mumford and Sons.
I had that one.
Flaming chap lips.
Right. Chap lips isn't a disease.
Rubella and Sebastian.
Good.
Alopecia black. Vera lymphoma.
Good. Well done. Some of these are brilliant.
Barry Manilow blood pressure. Jimmy Burst append Hendrix.
Wow.
Justin Fever, Gout Cast, CJD and Duncan, ADHD instead of ACDC, Madness, just Madness, yeah. Bob Malaria and the Wailers,
wow.
Veruca Falls, yeah. Instead of Veronica Falls, Ollie Hart Murmurs,
yeah.
Loose Stools Holland, Gangrene Day, the Jackson 5, this is my favourite one.
This is your favourite one?
The Jackson 5 Months to Live.
That's not a disease. It's not a disease.
Diarrhea Straits. Katie Peritonitis. Lady Gaga Gangrene. The Flutellis. Tennis Elbow. Public Enema. Block Artery Parter. Blurred Vision. Massive Heart Attack. Carpal Tunnel Syndrome. Hot Heat Stroke. Hepatitis Seal. Oasis. Manic Depressive Street Preachers. Salmonella Fitzgerald. Chemical Imbalance Brothers, Ice TB, Smallpox Faces.
How many more have you got?
Hepatitis Bewitched. Gonna Chris Rea, Ricketts Martin, Ruptured Bruce Springsteen. ELO Sperm Count, Echo Bellyache, Verti Go Team, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Cataract Stevens, Freddie Mercury Poisoning, Radio Headache, Rolling Girlstones, Manfred Manflu,
right.
ZZ Tropical Disease, Herpes Hermits, Eric Clapton, S Club Foot 7, Black Death Sabbath, Piles Davis, Napalm Death Rattle, Emeroid Bunton, The Runs DMC,
and now onto my list. Band-Aids, Def Leppard, Panic at the Diphtheria, the HIVs, the Hives, Diarrhea Straits, Ankylosing Spondylitis, Ricketts Astley, Shingles, that's the Bangles, New Bipolar Disorder, Modest Mumps, and Jazzy Jeff and the Thrush Prince.
People won't know how many times the system's crashed.
Oh, no, I think they will, Ben. I think it's quite clear every time it happens, because you never know, maybe one of my swear words has been recorded on it. For the love of Pete. Right, now let's calm down. Right, now, Ben, on a serious note,
yeah.
For future weeks, you're going to have to go through a filtering process, right? That was too many. All right, can I just say it to everyone from Ben's collection of people? Well done.
My writers.
Your writers. Well done. That was an excellent list. I got about 20 back from the panel, a lot of which you said in yours. And just everybody, well done. The panel, well done. Your group, well done. Was there any online at all?
No. Okay. We didn't even bother this week.
So, but next week's Punhouse, ladies and gentlemen, what we want you to do is get in touch with, and this might be a new challenge for people. We've not done this before. Footballers and vegetables is what we're looking for this week. Footballers and vegetables. And as an example, I've come up with Eric Cucumber. Or Eric Cantomato.
That's a fruit.